I'm a 36-year-old white American Christian, and I'm done being a slave for foreign and special interests. I'm done propping up the military-industrial complex, and I'm done with the most evil regime in Israel on the planet using my country and my country's military as their own force for their own agenda in the Middle East. And then, just for a cherry on top, telling the people that are there, the Americans that are there, sorry, slaves, sorry, Goyim, you're probably going to get bombed. Good luck. No room for you in the inn. No room for you in the bomb shelters. Maybe try a tourist bus to Egypt. Good luck. Sorry, I don't care. I'm done. We're done. It's over for you guys. You are the biggest traitors. This is the most mask-off moment we have ever seen in the history of American politics. There has never been a more clear-cut mask-off moment for the American people. And that's why it's so crazy to watch the sellouts and the traitors not even back down, not even try. How could any American with a backbone, how could any American with a sense of pride, how could any American with any desire to be free sit here and take this? This is a gigantic cucking operation. This is a gigantic pecking order operation. They're telling you, you work for us. You work for us. Go enjoy a ballroom. Go enjoy a ball game. Go enjoy your goy slop. We run the show. You're not getting your taxes cut. You're not getting an end to the wars. You're not getting to control your country. You're not getting your country back. No. We've conquered your country. We conquered your country with blackmail. We conquered your country with a fake history victim status that we're never going to let go of. And now everything that is in our interest, we will be using your country for just that. And then when you need us, they say, fuck you. Where was the IDF when our country was being invaded? Nowhere. Where was the IDF when we were at war in Afghanistan and Iraq? Nowhere. Where is the IDF when we have natural disasters here? Hurricanes, floods, the like. Nowhere. Nowhere. And now Israel needs their regime change war, another one in the Middle East, and it's America's duty to fight and die for it. But the Americans that are there, sorry, can't help you. Good luck. I'm not going to be cucked by this. I'm not going to sit here and be cucked by this. And what a disgrace. What a disgrace. The American people that are being totally cucked by this. What a disgrace. By our leaders allowing this to happen to our military, allowing this to happen with our people, and they say nothing. What an absolute disgrace. But there's never been a more clear-cut moment. It's never been as clear as it is today. There's a reason why we're $40 trillion in debt. There's a reason why we've spent $5 trillion in the Middle East. There's a reason why tens of thousands of Americans have died in the Middle East in my lifetime. There's a reason. And that number one reason is Israel. Sorry. Sorry, I don't care if you don't like it. I don't care if you can't handle it. I don't care if you want to deny it. I don't care. We're done. It's so obvious now. And anyone that wants to deny it, you're the one that looks like a clown. You're the one that looks like an idiot. You're the one that is a cuck and a slave. Not me. Not us. We're done. Done. We actually want to save the country. We actually want to break free of this. And if you don't want to, that's on you. You will be laughed at. You will be made fun of. You will be ridiculed. You will be identified as a traitor, as a cuck. Not us. Not us. We're not playing these games anymore.